Satisfying buyers and sellers at the auction is no easy matter. You know how it is. The buyer wants to pay as little as possible, and the seller wants the highest possible price. And you have to try and please both of them. That's the job of the auctioneer. Of course, you've always got those hotheads who will not compromise on price. They've always existed. I've got a few stories about them I could tell. There was one man, that was in the early days of the fruit auction, in the 50s. The man had a tray of Heidelfingers, a popular cherry at the time. At the time, Heidelfingers would fetch about 50 to 55 francs for a kilo. The man was not happy with this. He wanted and was determined to get 60 francs per kilo. He took his tray of Heidelfingers back with him, went to his cart, where his horse was standing waiting, and put the tray next to the horse, so the horse could eat them all. Can you imagine? So incensed because he didn't get the price he wanted. It's unbelievable. Buyers and sellers still treat each other like opponents, even today, although perhaps not quite so dramatically.